play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Week in Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. So glad to be in a holiday weekend. Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, this was one of my all-time favorite challenges. It came from Steve Baggish of Arlington, Massachusetts. I said, name a popular magazine, rearrange its letters, then add the letter O at the end, and you'll name a prominent subject in this magazine's new issue. What is it? Well, the magazine is People. If you rearrange those six letters and add an O at the end, you can get Pope Leo.
There were over 1,000 correct entries, so y'all were clocking in on this. This week's winner is Maureen Perrott of Ravenna, New York. Congratulations, Maureen.
Thank you.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, my husband and I usually listen to it together, and we were just going through some magazines, and I'm like, Time Won't Work, Newsweek, People, Pope Leo, that's it. And it just like popped into my head.
So it just popped into your head. Oh my goodness. Like, I would have never got that. So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
I haven't submitted answers until online days, but I've been listening since postcard days.
And have you ever won before?
No.
Okay, so now all of the hard work is paying off. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm retired, a retired math teacher, so now I volunteer at a nature center.
Oh, that's fun. What type of nature center is it?
It's an educational center, so we have school groups that come through.
Oh, that's fun. Kids need that these days. They got to get out and get away from the screens and actually touch some stuff, right?
Yes.
It sounds like you're ready to play the puzzle, but I got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
A little nervous, but we're ready.
It will be fine. I'm telling you.
Okay.
We got this. You got this. And I'm here to help. Take it away, Will.
All right, Maureen, don't be nervous about this. I'm going to give you some words. For each one, change one letter in it to get the brand name of something you might buy at a pharmacy or supermarket. For example, if I said Bouncy, B-O-U-N-C-Y, for paper towels, you would say Bounty, changing the C to a T.
Okay.
Here's number one, Spritz, S-P-R-I-T-Z.
Sprite?
Sprite soft drink is right. Number two is Acrid, A-C-R-I-D. You're looking for a deodorant.
Arid?
Arid is right with two R's, right? Score, S-C-O-R-E. You're looking for a mouthwash.
Scope.
That's it. Wix, W-I-C-K-S. And you're looking for a cough and cold medicine.
Oh.
Go ahead, Aisha.
Vicks? Is it Vicks?
Vicks. That's it. Good
Vicks.
Job.
Yes.
Vicks. Spittles. S-P-I-T-T-L-E-S.
Skittles.
That's right. The candy. Alive. A-L-I-V-E.
Aleve.
The pain relief medicine, right? Anvil. A-N-V-I-L. Also for pain relief.
Advil.
That's it. Elders, E-L-D-E-R-S. You're looking for a brand of glue.
Elmer's.
Elmer's, is it? Toast, T-O-A-S-T.
Coast?
That's
soap?
It, the soap. Winder, W-I-N-D-E-R.
Windex?
That's it, glass cleaner. Glare, G-L-A-R-E.
Glade?
The air freshener, that's right. Pixie, P-I-X-I-E. And it's a brand of disposable tableware. That's it. Dixie. And your last one is Skimpy. S-K-I-M-P-Y.
Skippy?
The peanut butter. Good job.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that was a lot tougher than it sounded.
Some of them, yes.
Yeah, some of them, especially when it's like they're pronounced in different ways. It's like
I love those.
It was a little tricky for the brain. How do you feel?
Relieved it's done and happy I was able to get a bunch.
Yeah, you did a great job. So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Maureen, what member station do you listen to?
WAMC out of Albany, New York.
That's Maureen Perrott of Ravenna, New York. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Ed Pegg Jr. The one-time country duo Montgomery Gentry and the classic song Go On With the Wedding have a very unusual wordplay property in common. What is it? So that first name is Montgomery Gentry. Montgomery, like the capital of Alabama, and Gentry, G-E-N-T-R-Y, plus the song Go On With the Wedding. What very unusual property do those two names have in common?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your answer. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, May 29th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.